Good morning, Kyle.
But, you know, Iowa sent more men per capita to fight in the Civil War than any other state in the Union. I'm a big Civil War buff. I am very, very excited about O.J. Fargo, a Civil War historian, renowned Civil War historian, coming to our library. What can you share?
I'll be glad to share this with you and the audience, Kyle. Yes, Mr. Fargo of Creston is an acclaimed Civil War historian and reenactor, and he will be at the Marshalltown Public Library from 5 to 7 p.m. next Tuesday, the 12th. And the name of his program is After the Battle, Mother. And he will be a first-person Union Civil War soldier talking about his life and experiences in combat as a Civil War soldier. He will have Civil War memorabilia on display, and he will be in uniform, and he will have a database. His wife will have available a database of all Marshall County Civil War soldiers that served, which is quite extensive. And when you think about it, for many of our rural roads, I should say several of our rural roads, Kyle, Hart, Ingram, and Jessup Avenues are named after Civil War veterans. In addition, the Iowa Veterans Home was established in 1888 as a place for initially Civil War veterans to have a place to stay. This, of course, was years and years before Social Security and Veterans Administration benefits. So it was established to help them live the rest of their lives in dignity. So Marshall County, the city of Marshalltown, and the state of Iowa, as you pointed out, have a strong connection to that seminal event in our history.
Yeah, most definitely. You think about it, Iowa was a state for 14, 15 years only.
Exactly.
Yeah, when the Civil War broke out. You know, these are farmers. They had never, most of them, held a gun before. So it was really interesting that they decided to take up arms for the Union, only being a state for like 14, 15 years. Phenomenal.
Exactly, yes. President Lincoln was so inspirational. He was a great writer, a great public speaker, and he was able to motivate people to that noble cause. And that's why he's one of our greatest presidents.
You bet. Civil War historian O.J. Fargo is coming to our library May 12th. What time again?
5 o'clock. It's a different time than our usual 6:30, and we're having it at the library so that Mr. Fargo and Mrs. Fargo have some more room to display their memorabilia and have an effective presentation. Meeting room B.
All right, Mike. Hey, thank you. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kyle.